Body talk. Brain farts. They may not smell, but they definitely stink. You know, those times when your brain seemingly forgets how to function, or you're unable to speak like a normal human being for about 5 seconds? Oops, your brain just farted. But what really happened? The scientific term for this phenomenon is maladaptive brain activity change. Yes, scientists have actually devoted time to understanding this conundrum. After monitoring brain activity in individuals during repetitive tasks, they began to notice something incredible. They could actually see abnormal brain activity up to 30 seconds before the mistake was made. This was a big surprise, because many assumed that these blunders were simply caused by a momentary lapse in concentration. Instead, almost half a minute before an error, the brain regions associated with relaxation become active, while those linked to maintaining task effort begin to shut down. But as soon as you notice your mistake or lapse, brain activity kicks into overdrive and goes back to normal. These types of mistakes are much more common during repetitive or overly familiar activities. Scientists believe this is the brain's attempt to save energy during a task by entering a more restful state. However, sometimes the brain takes the relaxation a bit too far, leading to your slip-up. Interestingly, many scientists believe that inward-focused thinking, like daydreaming, is actually the default setting for your brain. In order to complete other tasks, your brain really has to focus and inhibit your daydreaming tendencies. So when you begin to do something that your brain thinks it's used to, like washing the dishes or even talking to someone in a familiar circumstance, it reverts back to the default setting and you slip up. You accidentally put the plate in the wrong cupboard or completely forget about what you were talking about. But not to worry, it's a completely normal part of human life that most of us have experienced and will continue to. As with regular farts, you'll just have to learn how to live with them. The science of bad breath. Whether it's the stinky aroma from your garlic-infused dinner or a strong blast of it first thing in the morning, we've all had our fair share of bad breath. But how does that smelly scent develop, and why do some people have it far worse than others? More important, how can we get rid of the dreaded stench? Bad breath is a common condition experienced by people of varying ages and genders, and is present in nearly 50% of the population at any one time. Meanwhile, nearly 20% of the population suffers from chronic bad breath, otherwise known as halitosis. Think you may have it? Not so fast. The vast majority of